Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. You've talked quite a bit about nutrition and how important that is. You've talked about exercise and even having the right mindset. What are some actions that you encourage your clients to take to kind of get those things started for themselves?
I actually wrote a PDF, which is free and, you know, won't cost you anything. It's 8 actionable steps that you can take right now. And it's on my website, and I don't know if you want to put that up or whatever, yeah. But it's 100% free. And every item, I go into a bit of detail about it. And then I put at the end action that you can take right now. Beautiful. Everything that I tell people to do, I don't just give them the idea of it. I make sure that there is no confusion about what it is that needs to be done and why and how they can make it happen. I mean, really, I know this might sound as basic as anything you might ever have heard, but really, drinking enough water can make a huge difference in your diabetes control. If you're dehydrated constantly, your body, on top of having to worry about everything the diabetic part of it provides, it has to, you know, shut down other systems to compensate for your dehydration. And I always tell people, and they think this is so, it's so common and so silly, and everybody says they know it, but, and I always say, knowledge means nothing without action.
Yeah.
If you know that you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day, yet you tell me that you're drinking 8 ounces of water a day, knowing it doesn't make the difference. It's doing it that makes it happen. So, I mean, that's my first, I start at the base, and the base of health is water.
Yep.
So making sure that you're drinking enough water that's, you know, free, easy, you know, comes right out of your faucet.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything special. You just have to kind of take action, be aware, keep track.
Right.
And that's probably the second and next most important part of being diabetic. And if you are out of control and you do work with me in any capacity, it's mandatory that you keep a food journal. I highly recommend MyFitnessPal, which is a free application on any smartphone, on any website. You don't have to pay a single dollar. The food database they have is so vast that there's almost nothing that you could possibly eat that they don't have in there. And if you don't know where you're starting, how can you know where you're going?
Right.
So that's really, you have to have some data. You have to create some data points so that you can figure out where you're going. So if you come to me and you say, I don't know how many calories I'm eating a day, I don't know how many carbs I'm eating a day, that's something that we're going to have to get some information on before we can move forward, because I don't like to guess, especially when it comes to people's health. So track your food and drink your water. Basics, free, but it's really the action that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've done that before, and I don't know if you've seen this with your clients, but it's a big surprise. When you start tracking it, you know, you kind of go, oh, what? Oh, I did? Really? Oh, no. I mean, it's funny, because if you tell somebody, well, this is what I had today, and then you go back and look at the journal and go, oh, I forgot about all that other stuff.
You're so right. I mean, I really, you're 100% right about that. And that's why people, when they come to me, when I first started out years ago, I would just ask them to write down what they ate for a 24-hour food snapshot. But I realized as soon as I asked somebody to do that, and I would say to them, can you just write down on this piece of paper what you ate in the last 24 hours? The majority of people could not recall everything that they ate in the past 24 hours.
Right.
So that our minds are so inundated every day with so many things coming at us from left and right that we literally, and even me, I can't remember everything I ate in the last 24 hours all the time. But the reason I know is because it's in MyFitnessPal, and I'll never have to guess, because it's in there recorded. It's that easy. And I always tell people, it's free. There's really no excuse.
Yeah, it's easy. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com/get-show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.